Paul Hamilton owns a big chunk of land next to Ketchikan's 3rd Avenue bypass, and it's zoned low-density residential. The trouble is, it's a steep mountain made of rock. With the current zoning that's in place, he can blast that rock, drill it, take it out in truckloads, all kinds of noisy construction, because he's allowed to develop the property in order to make it usable. But Hamilton has a different use in mind. He wants to crush the rock on site and sell it commercially to make money while developing the land. That requires a heavy industrial zone, which led us here. Before we go further, I should state that Hamilton's property is next to the KRBD radio station, and KRBD's board of directors is opposed to rezoning the property to heavy industrial. The radio station isn't the only neighbor opposed to the change, though. 6 individuals also protested the rezone, all residents of nearby Bear Valley. Here's Donald Roble.
Industrial zoning is no place in Bear Valley. Heavy industrial allows for uses like junkyards or burning waste, much less the constant sounds of heavy equipment over our neighborhood. Rock crushing, which I assume you call rock processing, is incredibly annoying with the ensuing digging and loading with no restrictions on those activities. Loading shot rock into dump trucks creates huge noises traveling great distances.
There also was concern over dust, improperly blasted rocks, strong vibrations, safety for young library patrons, and water running off the excavated mountainside. 2 people spoke in favor of the rezone. One of them is George Librand, a longtime local contractor and engineer who's working with the owners on the site development plan. Librand says serious excavation is needed for the property and it will take place no matter what. The only difference that the rezone will make is that it will also allow rock crushing. The plan restricts that activity to 30 days a year and only between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m., and Librand says that it should not create significant noise.
The nearest house this gentleman got up and spoke is 1,000 feet from where the crush is. The nearest, okay? I've been through this noise and vibration ever since I've been an engineer. Rock crushes at 1,000 feet are not producers of noise above the existing background level.
Librand added that the crushers would be placed behind a rock berm to further mitigate any noise. Despite his assurances, those who opposed the rezone were not swayed, and the majority of the assembly agreed that a rezone to heavy industrial went too far. The actual recommendation was a split rezone with part of the property changed to general commercial and another section heavy industrial. Borough Assembly member Glenn Thompson asked why not change the second section to light industrial rather than heavy and let Hamilton crush and sell rock until the development is complete through a special use permit, because the final use for the property, as proposed by the owner, would be compatible with light industrial. Planning Director Tom Williams says the code doesn't really allow for that.
When you look at the types of things that you can do in light industrial, it doesn't have that use. It doesn't have resource extraction, and it doesn't have rock processing or aggregate storage.
He says that the regulations are in place to provide a distinction between light and heavy industrial use. Thompson responded that planning department employees did what they could with the regulations that are in place now, but he doesn't want to rezone a property to heavy industrial even with special limitations when the long-term use intent is light industrial.
The other thing is when you have an industrial heavy zone, 20 years down the road, somebody's going to forget that there was a limitation on this and it's going to suddenly become anything possible because it's industrial heavy. I think those are the types of things that we make mistakes going forward when we have a procedure in place that doesn't work. It's not your fault, it's the fault that we don't have those procedures in place.
Assemblymember Agnes Moran proposed sending the issue back to the Planning Commission to look into creating a plan that would change the proposed heavy industrial section to light industrial. The motion passed 5-1 with Mike Painter voting no. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.